You're listening to SBS News.
Since 2003, the game of football in Australia has been under the Lowy influence. Frank Lowy was chairman until 2015, when his son Stephen took over. In August, Stephen Lowy confirmed he'd be leaving his role as chairman in November, in a bid to end claims and the impression that a family dynasty controlled the destiny of football in this country. But after Tuesday's decision to change the FFA's voting structure to come into line with FIFA's expectations, Lowy stood by the significant footprint he and his father have made in the sport.
The independent board under my father and under myself has clearly always looked to protect all parts of the game and distribute those resources in the interests of the whole of the game. That's now going to be challenged.
That the Lowy's influence in Australian football was about to come to an end was not in question. How the new board deals with the competing needs of professional football, grassroots football and women's football will be the key to football's continued expansion. Lowy is unequivocal in his assessment of the challenges that lie ahead.
Our game today has crossed a red line from a corporate governance model for football to one where stakeholders with vested interests will compete for power and resources, as opposed to these being decided by independent members of a board.
Stephen Lowy believes the sport's future is bright, and the key indicators suggest he's right. Football is in the middle of a record broadcast rights deal worth $346 million over 6 years. The Professional Footballers of Australia has issued a statement saying the game's fundamentals are so exciting and that the players are privileged to be able to work with all parts of the sport to realise its potential. The current chief executive, David Gallop, is still in charge, but whether he'll be retained as the CEO when the new board is formed next month remains to be seen. In the interest of continuity, Lowy believes Gallop, who also once led Rugby League, is the right man for the job.
I have enormous experience in the business world, in the international business world with Westfield. I've seen executives around the world, and I would put David and his senior team right up there with the best. So if it was my decision, it would be really easy.
The A-League could break free of FFA control as soon as next season, but before then, the new Congress is expected to convene next month to elect new directors. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.